The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. This is God's admonition from Galatians 6:9. But long has been the period that tempted pro-life folks to faint in Kentucky. Early in this century, it seemed Kentucky was poised to be one of the most pro-life states in the nation. However, political maneuvering in the House of Representatives killed most every bill designed to protect children in the womb. I remember the frustration of driving away from Frankfort at the end of the legislative sessions. It was heartbreaking knowing that thousands of children would be murdered in Kentucky that year because we could not get politicians to enact law that would protect them in their time in the womb. 12 long years, children in the womb perished under oppressive government. But now, finally, many of them, though not yet all, will be protected. Saturday, January 7th, in a special session of the legislature, the new House of Representatives quickly passed two pro-life bills which will save thousands of Kentucky children's lives this year and each year after this. One bill, the ultrasound bill, has been pushed by pro-life groups and legislators for at least 12 years. But due to former Speaker of the House Greg Stumbo and those who cowered under his leadership, it had died in committee each year without an open floor debate. But January 7th, it was debated on the House floor and passed overwhelmingly, which we knew it would if it could ever get to the floor. And that because Mr. Stumbo and a bunch of his colleagues were sent packing in the recent November elections. Kentucky people finally said no more to the left-wing people in Kentucky's House and replaced a bunch of them. The result? Many more unborn children will be protected now in this state. The ultrasound bill requires doctors about to kill a child in the womb, some call that abortion, to turn the screen of the ultrasound of the baby toward the mother so she has the opportunity to see her child. She can look away if she chooses, but she must be given the opportunity to see what's in her womb. In states where this is already law, oftentimes half the mothers choose not to kill that baby once they see it. Another pro-life bill was passed which requires that no abortions can be done after the child is 20 weeks old. Kentucky's pro-life governor, Matt Bevin, signed both these bills into law Saturday night. Both of these are major victories. We praise God for these victories in this war for the children in the womb to have their rightful protection under our Declaration of Independence and Constitution. That declaration states, all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these is life. America's founders believed this because they believed in a Creator who, quote, breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Unborn children are human beings, just as much as anyone out of the womb is a human being, and deserve the protection of the law. But while this is a great victory, let us not forget this is only the beginning of taking back the ground taken from Bible-believing Americans over the last 60 years. The real goal is to stop the murders done by willful abortions. Let's not stop with half a victory. Remember, in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.